faith is productive. It is never static. It is never passive. In the Bible, faith is always dynamic and moving. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, read in this manner. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. As we have discussed the meaning of faith as being the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, we concluded that faith is absolute assurance and firm conviction in God concerning the reality of things the natural eye has never seen. So let us turn our attention now to the work of faith indicated in the statement, by it the elders obtained a good report. I point to you that faith in God is ancient. By it the elders obtained a good report. But who are those elders to whom the reference is made? They were the forefathers of the nation of Israel. The word was commonly used to refer to those who are wise, who are great in age, or who had great authority. But it's used in this text to refer to those who lived in ancient times. We call them forefathers, ancestors, or patriarchs. The reference to them in Hebrews 11:2 points out that faith was essential and was exercised in generations of ancient times, the same as it is today. Faith in God is no new thing. By it the elders obtained a good report. That means that faith, which is as current as today's news, is also as ancient as the human race. Notice further that faith is productive. It is never static. It is never passive. In the Bible, faith is always dynamic and moving. It is going out toward God, receiving from God, and serving God. The New Testament warns us that as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. That means either that a good report was born to them or that they bore a good report of their faith. Now, the interpreters of this passage are not in agreement as to which of these two opinions we should take. Perhaps both meanings may be given to the statement without doing violence to it. For we speak well of the elders because of their faith, and God's evident approval was extended to them because of their faith. But the good report means a good testimony, an approved record, to be well attested. They were approved, in other words, because they were men of faith. Abraham is viewed as one of the great prophets of God in ancient times. Why is he so revered by Jews, Christians, and Muslims? Because he was a man of faith. Genesis chapter 15 reports how God made a promise to Abraham. And verse 6 of that chapter reads, "He believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." You see, Abraham's faith became the distinguishing mark of his life. He is called the father of the faithful. The New Testament scriptures read, "They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." And again it says, "You are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, and if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Now that same principle is true today. Faith makes a difference in your relationship with God, for you can receive a good report before God and men if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Notice further, faith is enduring. It continues from generation to generation. Look at the list of names in Hebrews chapter 11. It goes from Abel, who was the second generation of human history, to David, who lived many centuries, even millenniums, after Abel lived. From generation to generation, through the uncharted ages, faith was present and profitable. Further studies in Hebrews 11 will show how faith is profitable to all generations and in all conditions. Abel shows that faith was effective in giving meaning to rituals of worship. Enoch shows faith's power to preserve one in the midst of apostasy and sin. Noah shows faith at work to save one from God's judgment on sin. Abraham demonstrates the obedience of faith and the blessing that brings. Sarah shows the place of faith in the begetting and rearing of children. Isaac shows the blessing of faith of parents when passed on to their children. Jacob pronounced a blessing on his sons and grandsons because of his faith that God would do all that he promised. Joseph gave instructions concerning his burial because of faith that God's promises would be fulfilled. It was by faith a Hebrew couple saved their son from Pharaoh's death sentence, and that lad, whom we know as Moses, followed their faith in delivering his nation from bondage. Their greatest indication of faith was when they walked down into the Red Sea with a wall of water on either side, following the direction of the Lord. Joshua captured the great military fortress called Jericho because he believed and obeyed the Lord. A prostitute named Rahab came to faith in God and was spared from death when Jericho fell because she believed in him. Do you remember the exploits made possible by the faith of judges like Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah? Do you remember the beautiful songs which speaks of David's faith and are now included in the book of Psalms in our Bible? Do you remember the ministry of that great prophet judge whom we call by the name Samuel? Do you remember the ministry of God's prophets who often stood alone against popular opinion and sometimes suffered martyrdom because they believed and obeyed God? The men and women of God, by faith, have subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped to the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Now that is the power and the product of faith. No wonder we sing, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Why is faith so important? Hebrews 11:6 replies, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith is essential, because apart from faith, no one can ever please God. Now think about that. The opposite of living with faith in God is to live with faith in man, either yourself or some other person, and how tragic that is. Psalm 118:8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The prophet Jeremiah records God's words on the subject, saying, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land not inhabited. Blessed be the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river and shall not see when the heat comes. Her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Now, which would you prefer to characterize your life? Well, your life is one way or the other in a spiritual sense, depending upon whether you have faith in God. Therefore, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Father, we do trust you. We accept the testimony of those who have gone before us that you are trustworthy. We believe your word because we know what you are like through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we ask you to help us grow in faith that we may trust you more. In Jesus' name, amen.